Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by BlackRifleCoffee.com.
I know what you're thinking. This is Drinking Bros Podcast. What is Ross Patterson Revolution doing on here? What we're going to start doing on Fridays is rotating a Ross Patterson Revolution podcast and a Launch Code podcast every other Friday. So that way we can just give you more content. We also want to make the brands more available. And maybe some of you don't know about them, but look, Ross Patterson Revolution is a show that I do with Jesse Wiseman from Range 15. We're deep in this shit. We're maybe 340 episodes in it. And we started a couple years after Drinking Bros. Right now, we've got about 1.6, 1.7 million listeners, and it just keeps growing and growing and growing. We'd love for you to subscribe. Our goal overall, as you know, all the members of the Drinking Bros, between Evan, Matt, Jared, and myself, is to give you guys entertainment 6 days a week with Drinking Bros, with Ross Patterson Revolution, and with Launch Code. We are trying to do that. So whoever hasn't listened to some of these shows, we're going to start airing them on Fridays. Just kind of a bonus podcast for you. And we'd love for you to go subscribe to Ross Patterson Revolution podcast on iTunes or wherever you're subscribing to it. And please rate it. The ratings really fucking help on iTunes. And also the video show is on YouTube. I know we've been doing a lot of Drinking Bros videos on YouTube. We're also doing that for Ross Patterson Revolution. We're also doing that for Launch Code Podcast as well. So please subscribe to all of those and rate them, man. It would mean the world to us. So in the meantime, every other Friday, we're going to start swapping in episodes. Just in case you're on the drive and you're like, ah, fuck, man, there's not usually a Drinking Bros episode out on Fridays. Here's a Ross Patterson Revolution, or here's a Launch Code. So we're going to start swapping these in and out starting every Friday. This one is today's Ross Patterson Revolution podcast. But first, we got some sponsors who pay for this whole shit wagon to be on the air. Yeah, I'll steal that line. First and foremost, talking about BlackRifleCoffee.com. Get a little BRCC in that cup. Black Rifle Coffee is a premium roast-to-order coffee made with the hands of veterans. It's bagged up and delivered fresh to your mouth hole. Big, big fan of BlackRifleCoffee.com. They got beans. They got K-cups. They got shredded beans. I don't know if that's the right. That's probably not the right terminology. It's probably grounded beans. But whatevs. Love the BlackRifleCoffee.com. Use the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. That's a one-time use. Use it on the Coffee Club of the Month program, man. That's the fucking jam. And you get all the advanced deals on all the new gear and all that other shit. Love BlackRifleCoffee.com. Next up, we got GhostBed.com/DrinkingBros. They're doing both shows, man. We love the ghost bed. We hit them up and said, hey, man, we want to do both. We went all in on both. All of us use this across the board. My lady, my man's in my life. That sounded weird. My friends, my beef fries. We all use the ghost bed. Love it, man. And since a majority of our audience is military and or first responders, they have a 15% off deal forever. So go get yourself a mattress. Treat yourself. Get a mattress. They get sheets. The pillows are almost better than the goddamn bed. The ghost pillows are amazing. If you're a reg like myself, a civilian, they got $100 off a classic. They get $200 off a Ghost Luxe mattress. And they also have $7.99 adjustable base packages. That's right. You get the adjustable base, you get the mattress, the whole shit. The adjustable base is like a goddamn Craftmatic, man, except it's better. No assembly required. You just pop this bitch open right out of the box and you're good to go. It's got USB ports, flashlights, everything. And of course, as always, a 36-month, no interest, pay-as-you-go program. No one has that. It's amazing. We love ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Go there now and get yourself a mattress. Next up, we got StrikeForceEnergy.com. Strikeforce Energy is the premier energy drink in the biz. We got orange. We got lemon. We got Ridge and Make America Grape Again. Huge fans of Strikeforce Energy, man. I fucking look. I drink so much of this shit that I literally should just bathe in it at this point. The grape is getting me through the days, long nights, long grapes, long grapes between my legs. That's not a thing, but man, maybe it should be. They get a 10-pack, a 40-pack, and a 750-milliliter bottle that rests on your bar top or countertop, so you can just boom, boom, pop a couple squirts in and go. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Type in the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. It's good every time, and they ship everywhere in the entire world. We love the Strikeforce. Kick the can. You don't need the fucking can anymore. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com right now. Do it, learn it, live it, love it, pop it. Zero carbs, zero sugars. Great for diets, too. It lasts longer, 5-hour energy as well. Last but not least, we got StraightRazors.com. It's a clean cut. A smooth cut.
You're
right. Oh, there we go, Javes. You and your dirtbag ways. She likes me smooth like an Asian. Like a little Asian boy. The only way to get that smooth is use straightrazors.com. They got beard oils, mustache waxes, conditioners, all the shaving products you could possibly need to be a real man in this world. Look, the straight razors are second to none. If you're worried about using a straight razor, you can also use a safety razor, which they have. And look, the blades are amazing, man. It takes about a day and a half off your shaving. Best in the biz. If you're looking for a sweet Father's Day gift out there, Get him a nice shaving kit. Kind of reminds you of like shit from like Tombstone, man. It's fucking handmade. It's all amazing. Their Smolder Aftershave is my end-all be-all. I challenge you. If you do not like the Smolder Aftershave, you can kick me right in the gooch next time you see me. That's how good it is. Go to straightrazors.com for all of your shaving needs for a dude. And type in the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. And as always, we've got my books, When Darkness Falls, He Doesn't Catch It, and At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed. Those are available everywhere. Most importantly, the Audible is on fire, dude. The new one, When Darkness Falls, He Doesn't Catch It, is actually number one highest ranked Audible book on all of Audible. There's like 3 million books on there. It is currently number one, 4.999 on there. And I get it, man. Look, we hired a team of actors to do it, so it sounds like you're listening to a movie. Each of them are about 6.5 hours apiece. The Javes is in it across the board. Big, big fan of it. It's kind of like listening to a movie for 6.5 hours. It's dope as fuck. And again, we got an Oscar winner playing Harriet Tubman in it. Although we signed an NDA, so we can't say who it is because it's too dangerous for the world. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Ross Patterson Revolution Podcast.
Good to go. Good to go. Good to go. Good,
I need a pep talk today, Javes.
You need a pep talk?
I do. I just, you know, I feel like I need one today.
Oh.
There's some mornings where you wake up and you just kind of stretch them on out and you say, you know what? I'm not feeling my best. I need a pep talk.
Yeah, I don't do pep. I'll try.
Okay, sure.
Sometimes falling feels like flying for a little while.
That's what you're...
Is that a...
No, not a...
Work? No?
Sometimes falling feels like flying for a little while before you hit the ground.
Yeah, what I'm saying is like, you know, when you jump either off the building or you're falling out of, you know, and you're falling to
your death,
broken bones, paraplegic, whatever it may be, that little part
you're going para. I would have said quad on that one. I would have said full fucking quad, but you're going para. Okay. So, but you're dead. You're falling into the ground.
Either dead or completely paralyzed.
Gotcha.
Vegetable.
But frightened dead. For one brief moment.
But, and I'm...
You're flying.
I hope this makes you feel better. And so that little...
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
That little part could be fun, no?
No. No, it couldn't.
Gosh, what is a pep talk? I'm still... What does that mean?
You want to Google that or...
What does that mean to give a pep talk? Tell me what... Is it to just tell you what's happening?
You just told me that for maybe 5 seconds to pretend that I'm flying instead of falling to my death.
No, I'm just saying on the way down, sometimes it can be fun.
Sure.
Have a little fun on the way down.
Okay. So you want people to enjoy... Right before their death. So if a plane was crashing, right? You would say, hey.
Hey, it could feel kind of fun for a second, right?
Yeah, enjoy that part of it.
Zero gravity, right? That fun stuff. We're just like, oh my gosh, the excitement of it.
No.
Again, I'm not sure.
What a pep talk is.
What a pep talk is. For me, yeah, I guess I always thought it was like, tell you what's happening to you. And that's it.
No, definitely not, you know?
Now, what is it?
Something like Rudy, you know? Something
now,
inspirational.
Is it to be positive? Put a positive spin on stuff?
Yeah.
To lie?
It's a little Lionel Play World. Turn this frown upside down, you know?
So it's a lie. Now, listen, you know, I cannot do that.
I'm not saying it's a lie.
Sometimes
I'm saying
it's a lie. Like if someone is...
I'm saying pretend to be happy.
Someone's, you know, if a team sucks, if they're losing.
Right.
Don't lie to them. Let them know in the locker room that it's over at halftime, right?
Look,
that would be a good
Drinking
pep
Bros
talk.
Sports, I let the listeners know, like, hey, man, your team is fucking awful.
You're done.
Same with mine. If my team is fucking awful, I'm like, hey, forget it. Just push in. I remember I pushed in all my chips. I said, I'm done. I folded. Uh-huh. Gave up everything.
Right.
When the Falcons started losing last year during week four. I said, this team is fucking toast. And they were. I was right.
That was from Crazy Heart, that little pep talk that I pulled out.
Was it really?
Crazy Heart. You remember that movie?
Yeah, big fan.
With the daddy of all daddies.
Jeff Bridges,
yeah. The head daddy.
He's now talking without his teeth in. You know that, right?
You know what? And who cares, right?
I don't care. I find it hilarious when he's out, though, to hear him in interviews where he's just like...
So I think he's getting... Yeah.
It's very in the back of the throat now where it's just like... It's very in the back there.
And I don't think he's getting them back in is the deal. So like everyone at a certain age is going to lose teeth, right?
Is that real?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
You can't just veneer it like Clooney and those guys.
I think you can at this point. I think they all will. But, you know, Bridges Day, it was like, I don't know. I think he lost them.
Yep. And he
never
just said,
got
fuck
him.
It, right?
Yeah. Never got them back in or whatever. And that affects...
The way you talk.
The way you talk, the way your face.
Yeah.
Like,
it's strange, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people think, hey, man, I could lose a toe and probably go on with my life. No, you couldn't.
Mm-mm.
You couldn't. And like you see somebody like Crispy, like our good friend Crispy Avila,
right.
Like that's a real fucking dude who's gone through some shit. And like, you know, him losing a toe, he'd tell you to go fuck yourself.
Right.
But a normal person like myself, if you lost a toe or the back row of your teeth or something like that, like, it's going to affect you.
But you don't realize it until later. So
no, you don't. And nobody will tell you.
Like
I don't think anybody will tell Bridges.
No.
Like to his face.
No,
like, hey,
they won't
man.
Be like, hey, man.
Jeff Bridges.
You'd think his wife would. But I think it's sort of, it's a slow, so I have one, right? I'm getting an implant put in, but it has been a while.
Yeah.
And the way that I chew and stuff is like.
It's weird, right?
Different. So it like affects your jaw. And like how you talk and the way your mouth moves and stuff.
Why did you lose that tooth?
But it's gradual. So instead of...
Why did you lose it? Because you were a disgusting human? What was it?
What do you mean a disgusting human?
I don't know.
Instead of a root canal. So it was like I was poor at one point. And like pulling a tooth is 300 and root canal is
90,
upwards 000. Of 2,000,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
you just said, fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So little known fact. It. It's way in the back. Nobody really cares, right?
Yeah, no. And I'll get, you know, I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
Someday.
Whenever.
When I get a couple bucks in my pocket.
You've had more than a couple bucks in your pocket. You just don't want to go, I think.
I'd rather get close.
I don't think you want to go. I know.
Than a tooth, you know? But they will. My dentist is loose. Plays fast and loose with the scripts. So I should go.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it that Indian dude?
Yeah, and he'll
he's a weird guy.
He's weird, but he'll just write it for if you go in like and he checks you do cleaning. How does it feel? Does it hurt a little bit?
I'm fucking down.
Just saying.
I had that Indian guy, man. Mm-hmm. He was fast and loose. He was weird. He was weird, but like oddly,
his bedside manner is
terrible.
Terrible, but yeah. He's awesome. His office is great. His practice is great, right?
It is. It's nice. It's super nice. But like the way he talks to you is super strange where he's just like, hey, man, because I had a thing where I grind my teeth, right?
Right.
For years, I wore those fucking mouthpieces and shit. Like, it kind of looked like a child's mouthpiece for Pop Warner football. It's kind of what it looks like, right?
Yeah.
You boil it in water, and then you put it in your mouth at night. And after a while, I was just like, fuck this. I'm done with this. And yeah. I was like, I'll just, whatever grinding happens at night, it's so late. I'll never know, you know, until they're gone. And then I can just go in and get these fuckers replaced with veneers. Because I have a veneer right now.
Right.
I know the process. I know the whole fucking thing. So I'm like, cool. So I went in and I saw him and I said, mm-hmm. Hey, man. I heard there was a thing where they could insert kind of like a cement on top of your teeth, you know, right. And just replace that. And he goes, yeah, that doesn't really work all that great. I just wouldn't do it. And I was like, what? And I was like, man, you're making, like, you're losing money here by telling me this, you know? And he was like, I know. But he goes, you want the honest truth about it, brother? He was just like, just grind them down so that, you know, it's too sore for you to take anymore. And then just come in and get veneers, man. It'll probably save you a good 4 or 5 years from this shit. And that's what he said to me. And I was like,
did he say it like that? Because to me,
yeah.
He was just very dry.
He was.
Did the whole thing. And then he comes in and goes, all right, well, you need an implant. It's going to be about $3,000. You want to do that today? Or, and I'm just like,
dentists don't give a fuck. They kind of are like car salesmen now, where they're just like, hey, so you want to buy this? It's only like $4,000 down today. So what do you want to do? And you're like, all right, cool. You're right. When I was in there, because I had to get something else done. I forgot. I think I got my teeth whitened. We were going to do live shows or something.
Right.
And I was like, I don't know, $200 or $300 or whatever it was. And he was like, great. I'm going to need to charge you before we do this. So they brought the nurse in and like rung it up.
Yeah.
Because that, you know, teeth whitening is considered... It's not considered on your health insurance.
Oh,
of like,
no,
yeah,
no.
Hey, it's considered cosmetic.
It's cosmetic for sure.
But he was like, hey, man, I'm going to have you sign this and we're good to go.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, all right, cool.
Oh, yeah. But he just, I think, talks to everybody like they're rich. And I mean, I even said to him, I was like, hey, I go, dude, do people just pay that?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. And I'm like, and this was a long time ago. So I was like, I mean, for him to say that amount and
sure.
Then just be like, should I do
so cavalier
do
about it?
Yeah. And just be like, do you want it on a credit card or debit? Or And I was like, I have to go. But I did say to him, I was like, you say that to people and they just do it. And he's like, yeah. And so right then and there I go, I like you. And then it was like fast and loose. He's like, at least let me just send you with a little codeine, right? For your troubles.
Really?
Oh, he's, I'm right. Telling you, all fast right. And loose.
Yeah, we love a loose script around here.
I don't know how he is going to be now, right? With the,
who knows?
Opioid crisis.
I'm tired of hearing about the fucking opioid crisis, to be honest with you.
I mean,
sick of it. Here's the thing, because all these people
real,
are dying
but, yeah.
From fentanyl. Well, look, if they were getting real pills, people wouldn't be pressing fucking fentanyl and giving it out, you know? So,
yeah.
I don't really give a shit about it. It's the same way with like alcohol or marijuana to me.
For me, it's like, the pills aren't the problem. It's taking the pills away from people who are addicted to them, because then they're going to do other stuff.
Right, but there's...
Give them just Vicodin.
But here's the thing. The cigarettes are addictive. Alcohol is addictive.
Right.
Pills, yes, are addictive. All this shit, though, you know, is addictive. Uh-huh. Like, as a human, you're like, all right, cool. Food. Food, for Christ's sakes. If I wanted to eat 15 fucking Whoppers, I'd love to be able to do that.
I have to make
a conscious... But I would kill myself.
A conscious effort.
I'd die.
A conscious effort every day not to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have to... When I wake up in the morning... I have to, what is this?
You're pretending to smoke a, I was holding a lipstick?
I was holding my chapstick cigarette for a second. I have to make a conscious effort every day not to eat the things that my body and my brain and my heart wants to eat, right?
Right.
And it's something I think about all the time, right?
Yeah.
When you're like driving by McDonald's or thinking about what you're going to eat, or you get hungry, or you, whatever. I'm always thinking, for me, it's food, right?
Yeah.
So it's not,
a lot
know,
of people,
it's not
though.
The same as heroin, right? But you have to make a conscious, you know, you make decision every day.
I had
not
the shirtless,
to do it, and it's hard.
Yeah. I had the shirtless showdown in San Antonio, and you know, we got in, fuck, both of us got in pretty good shape for that. Right.
Right.
And I was fucking jacked. Goddamn, Dave shoots me from the worst angles of all time. So on the Drinking Bros videos, it looked horrific. But when we got back, I was like, man, you know where I'm hitting first? Little C's.
Oh, yeah.
Little Caesars.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing.
Crazy bread.
Because we were flying back from Los Angeles. There's nothing better than just a late night Little Caesars for you and the kids, and you're good to go. That crazy bread is legitimate, son. Legitimate. The other thing, too, about Little Caesars is I know the tricks. I know the tricks of the trade over there. I never worked there, but I know the tricks of the trade.
What do you mean?
I know that you need, it is mandatory, mandatory to ask for extra cheese on those pizzas.
Okay.
So you go through and you try to get that hot and fresh, you know, mm-hmm. or whatever. I think that's the new catchphrase they got, where you can just drive up and it's already ready and then you just stuff in your window.
So it's You're the good opposite to go for of nine, fresh.
Yeah.
It's hot and ready.
Yeah, it's hot and ready. There it is.
So not it's not bespoke.
You know, you can scratch out fresh with ready, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's hot and ready.
Nuke that out altogether. Mm-hmm. But it's ready. You can have it. But they don't put enough cheese on it.
Sure.
That's not for my liking, right? But mm-hmm. you ask for that extra cheese on there, boom, you're good to go. That is a fucking pizza that I love. And I'm in the minority on this one. Like, I'm a Little Caesars champion, but I feel like I'm on the way, way, way down.
I'm going to tell you.
Way down on the minority scale on that
one, James. The pizza, I don't love it. The crazy bread.
Oh, you love.
Is for my money as far as like side breads.
Sure.
a side garlic bread.
I love a good side bread. I go crazy Domino, bread first. I go Domino's second. I go Olive Garden
bread.
Third.
Oh, right. Yes. Yes. Yes.
And then begrudgingly, yeah. Papa John's after that.
For the side bread, I've never had a side bread.
Yeah, I've had it. Look, I work there. Worked there in high school, and I hate Papa. He's gone now, by the way.
Yeah.
So I heard it's Shaq. Shaq is taking over for Papa on the board.
So he's going to be Papa? No.
Yeah, I guess he's taking over his board seat, so he's going to be in the Papa position. You know, it's still going to be Papa John's. But
you're so stupid.
What? He's gonna be in that position, dude. Shaq dunking on people.
He's gonna be in the Papa position.
Who doesn't want that Papa position?
Hush.
But he's there and he's doing it. I hate their fucking pizza. Always have.
Right.
Just not a big PJ guy. You know.
Yeah.
But
so
Little
as
Caesars,
you...
I get down on, obviously.
Right.
And I know the tricks of the trade in that. But yes, I will give Papa John's some credit at four for my side bread.
For side bread. Nobody asked me. I think we did this on a couple, like episode two or three of this show where we did our rundown.
We did.
We do love to do a pizza rundown. Nobody asked for it.
No. Nope.
We are going to.
We gave it to
always
them.
Give it to you. So pizza for me always is going to be Domino's first.
Right. Fast food pizza, right?
I mean,
We're not talking like worldwide, obviously.
This is so funny. That's exactly what you said in like the other episode.
Well, and 2 years
you
ago?
You were like, wait. Now fast. And I'm like, what else are we talking about here? I'm like, I'm not saying
the
like the one place in Brooklyn that's awesome.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I want to clarify this for the audience. Fast food
Now,
pizza.
I would love to do a list like that. Again, nobody asked for it, but I would love to do a list of like we actually go to the renowned line around the corner pizza places and
Barstool
do that
Sports
list.
Already does that. So
Pizza Kings or something like this?
I think it's Rate the Slice or whatever it is.
I'm saying for myself, I would want to do that.
Yeah, it'd be a blast. It'd be a fucking blast.
So, yes. No, I have not been able
to do that. My problem is this. We've gone to a lot of late night pizza joints all over the country.
Yeah,
I don't remember the names of them. Like, there's this place we've gone in Chicago twice.
Yep.
After a Cubs game.
Yep. It's the
we
best.
Walk there. It's about a mile walk, but it's...
You guys, people in Chicago, you will know this.
They'll know it. We don't. It's in a neighborhood. I think it's like the only joint in that neighborhood that's
open late when you're leaving the stadium.
Yeah.
It's about a mile walk. Yeah. It's if you're on your map or whatever, it's going to be the closest thing for late night.
From Wrigley Field.
Yeah. So you guys, Tim, you probably know it.
Tim Morris definitely knows it. He's our Chicago guy.
Yeah.
For sure. But yeah, that like that place. I don't even know the name, but that's in the top five for me.
For sure.
And their breads were fucking fantastic.
And if you're open later and I eat your pizza past midnight, you're already bumped up to a five.
Easy.
Because I'm obviously a little wasted.
Yeah.
And you were open late. You're accommodating to me. I put that high on the list.
Yeah, there was one in college that was open till like 5 a.m. Gumby's Pizza. Was the pizza shitty? Probably. But it was
like garage pizza the other night.
Yeah, it was open late. So I was just like, fuck it. You know, it always came down to Gumby's where it was just like, all right, great. And it was five larges for $25.
Oh, my God.
It was probably cardboard with cheese on it, to be honest with you. Gumby's pizza.
Did you ever go to NoHo Diner in L.A.?
No.
Oh, okay. It was like the late night. Everybody goes there after.
Yes, I actually have. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah.
I've been there a couple times. It's all right.
It's okay, but it's good for open late. You can go in there drunk, get the table. The waitresses know what's up.
Yeah.
Like, you sit outside, smoke.
Yeah. Well, when we smoked. Nobody smokes anymore.
Nobody smokes anymore.
It's weird. You're considered a dirtbag if you smoke now.
I know.
I had this discussion with a buddy of mine who still smokes, Jack Mandeville. And I was like, hey, man.
How does he feel about
it? That's what I said. I talked to him. I was like, because he came in. We recorded a show together. And... he goes, I was like, man, did you just have a cigarette? And he goes, yeah, can you smell it? And I go, yeah.
Always.
And he goes, fuck, man, I'm sorry. And I was like, no. I was like, I used to smoke, man, for like 10 years. And I was like, it's become such a dirtbag thing now that it's super, super rare.
Isn't it funny that we thought we were getting away with it?
Yeah.
People thought back in the day, we thought we were getting away with like... we smoked outside, sprayed a little something.
Yeah, you're never getting away with it.
Never getting away with it.
No.
You can always smell
it's
when
crazy,
someone...
dude.
Listen, do I miss it? Sometimes.
I don't. I mean...
You don't.
Just the whole act of it and the habit of it now where it's just... It's become so hard. They've made it so difficult for smokers.
That part I don't like. But if there's like another...
Walking out in the cold.
Mm-hmm. What I love about it now is like the... you know, probably you with, you know, you guys with gummies or whatever. What I like about it is the kind of like, hey, want to go smoke?
Yeah, you know
what I mean? And like, maybe you don't really want to, but it's this act of like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
And we know it's like dirt bag and gross, but you kind of do, you know? And it's
I found a pack up in the laundry room that was yours, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Did you leave it up there?
Yeah, I didn't fucking take
it. Yeah.
I'm not going to throw it away. Yeah. Was it your sister? Was your sister in town?
No.
Who was it? Who was smoking with you?
No, it was me. And I think I was going somewhere. I was going to hang out, I think, with like Maddie Chelsea or something. Because Chelsea vapes. Her boyfriend smokes. Like, there's still like a little group that sometimes there's a couple people in there that smoke.
Yeah.
So I bring a pack just, oh, and at book club, there's always a girl that's like, hey, moms at a table, we're drinking, talking about our kids. And all I want to do is just be like, get me the fuck out of here. Like, let me do something that's like not about my kids. Right.
Right.
Please. Yes. We went to that preschool. Moving on. Give me a fucking cigarette. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's that. But that pack I bought, I mean, at this point, probably 4 months ago.
Poof.
You know what I mean? Yeah, where it's like, it's just there. Up there of like, I like to like have it up there. Do I ever smoke them? No. But it is the thing of like, if somebody ever like came over and was like, hey, I'd be like, I have one. Let me see. They're like stale. Right.
Yeah.
That's the best part. You're like, ew, gross. Never mind. But you're like, I do have a pack somewhere. How stupid am I? I know. But we need things like, you know, at a certain age with the amount of kids and the neighborhood, you need little things. I don't smoke weed.
Sure.
I don't do any of that.
I got a couple friends who started doing nicotine gum, right? And it just gave them a little ping, they said.
A little like energy. And then what happens?
Then they kind of crash after that.
And they start craving the gum, I'm sure.
Yes.
Like getting addicted to it. Yeah,
it's crazy.
No, thank you. If I'm... It was never for the like ping of it. It was for the social aspect of it. So I didn't even really like smoking by myself back in the day when we would smoke. Now this is a long time ago.
Right.
I would more like to, I like the social aspect of like, let's sit on a porch, have some wine, smoke cigarettes. And it's something that could keep you in one place for a long time. Right.
Because
you're like, we got smokes, we got drinks. You know, you're not trying to like move on to the next thing or whatever.
Sure.
So I liked that part of it. Nicotine gum. It's like, oh, let's do some nicotine gum together outside. Like,
yeah. I smoked because I was a, you know, dirtbag writer partying and all that shit. Like,
I think too, you did. I mean, it did help. And sometimes it helped in like social situations, right? It was like, because when everyone did do it, you go to a party and it's like, okay, maybe you don't know that many people. You can always go outside and be like, I'm smoking by myself. Like, I don't need anybody.
Everybody smoked in LA, I felt.
Yes. And it was a congregative whatever thing.
That's not a word, but yeah.
But you get what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
So is it? You know what I mean? Right? So is it a word? I said it, you got the meaning? Maybe it's not English language, but it worked.
It did. No, it did.
So yeah, I guess I'm just trying to defend our smoking days. And, you know, everybody knows in LA at that time. Fuck.
There's still events where everybody's smoking. I wanted to ask you about this because the feds, it says today, are worried about terrorism at Burning Man. Everybody
the
smokes
last
there.
Place I would think. Gosh.
No one hates Burning Man more than you.
No one hates Burning Man more than me, and nobody doesn't care about it more than me, I guess.
Yeah.
Probably the terrorists are the only ones that don't care about it more than
my thing is this. Everyone who goes to Burning Man looks like a fucking Al-Qaeda member. Like, they've got towels and shit wrapped around their heads.
Rudy's gone, right? Rudy Reyes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's gone every year. He's gone every year for the past. No.
Maybe. I don't know.
He has to.
Craziest interview I've ever done, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
But everybody.
I love him.
So do I. He was great. It was probably one of my favorite Drinking Bros of all time. If not my.
Absolutely.
Probably my favorite episode out of 400. But absolutely. I looked at Rudy. Like, you're right. Rudy is your prototypical guy who goes to Burning Man and really enjoys the whole shit and soaks it in. But everybody looks like a fucking terrorist there.
Yeah.
Because you gotta be wrapped up, the sandstorm and all that shit. Mm-hmm. You remember we had a friend that went there, Brant?
Yes.
And like
he's just now getting back to normal. How
yeah.
many years ago was this?
Remember he had that like a towel wrapped around his face because there's crazy sandstorms and all that shit, right?
Yeah, so you start doing like the cool mask. And then the wrap around and the glasses, like the like old school
steampunk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very steampunk. He wore a top hat with it. I'm like, why'd you do that?
It's elements of steampunk mixed with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like Willy Wonka shit.
Mixed with you know, Mad how Max. You think it would be to like be in Iraq, maybe Mad Max,
yeah.
all these.
There is some
elements.
Military aspects of it too.
Right,
where you're just
we're,
like,
we're
man,
doing it.
You guys, there's a lot of camo there. Mm-hmm. Why you're going to see
a fashion camo,
a wooden man burn, and then listen to house music on acid? Like, what's the?
Remember that guy that just ran into the fire? Was it last year?
It was shit. We had the guy, Chip actually. He started a couple of those festivals back in the day for Burning Man because they lit a man on fire. And that would start the whole thing.
Yes, they light a big man at the end.
No, a real man.
Oh, okay.
And then
he
would light the, then the person would walk over and light the sticks on fire or whatever, right? It was Chip. Chip, who worked for me forever, did, almost every movie I've done except for, I think, Range 15. Great guy to have on set. Was the nudist.
Yep.
He was the nudist who demanded that his dick be out. He didn't demand it. He said politely to me, hey, man, because I try to bring him on, for crew and stunts and all that other shit. And for Darnell Dawkins, mouth guitar legend. And he goes, hey, man, have you cast the naked man yet who's serving you sliced watermelon on a sterling silver tray?
Right.
Who's just circling you completely buck naked. And I was like, nah, man, I haven't gotten to that yet. Like, we're just getting into casting now. That'll probably be like the last role I cast,
Sure.
And he goes, can I be that guy? And I was like, yeah. He's like, no, it would mean a lot to me, and I'll cut my quote, whatever. And I was just like, and then he told me the whole story if he's a nudist and then he went to Burning Man and all this shit. And I was like, fuck, dude. So then, I loved him, saved my life in that movie. I actually caught on fire in that movie.
Yeah.
Hired him for the next movie, Pool Boy. Yeah. And then he was buck naked Pool Boy.
He loves being buck naked.
By the way, Pool Boy Drowning in the Fury is now free on Amazon Prime if you have it.
Oh,
it is the most polarizing movie in today's society right now. If you go and read the reviews, 50% of the people hate that movie more than life itself. 50% of the people love it more than life itself. It's one of those movies, if you get it, you're in. Like, you're in the cool kids club. If you don't, you're just a fucking idiot. Just making fun of B-movies. But you'll see Chip again buck naked in that. And that's... So when you see that man's dick and balls out, know that he lit his... Oh, fuck, he lit himself on fire in Pool Boy, too. He played the boom guy.
He loves it.
He loves it. People love that shit, man.
When is Burning Man?
I don't know, James. I don't keep up with Burning Man. I just read today that the feds were worried about it, and I'm like, you got to be shitting me, man. Everybody looks like a fucking terrorist walking into Burning Man.
Yeah, please don't worry about Burning Man. Good luck with that.
Like, if there's one event where you can't profile people, it's fucking Burning Man, for Christ's sakes. They're all dressed like they're living in the fucking mountains of Afghanistan. Crazy.
It is crazy.
I don't want to hear that stupid shit. God.
Now I'm going to start to have the nightmares, the reoccurring nightmare about being just waking up in Burning Man, at Burning Man, no water. I've got to barter my shoe for water, for a bottle of water, because I can't buy it. I've got tons of money. I've got money just coming out of my pockets. No one will take it.
No one.
They only want my shoes.
No water for you at Burning Man.
Yep. They only want me to like do massage to get the water. And I'm like, can I just give you this $100? Nope.
Nope.
That's not how it works here, lady.
Sorry, lady.
Talking about Bitcoin. Everyone's talking about Bitcoin. And now it is just going to be it's slowly, because white people ruin everything. It's slowly becoming like your friend.
Yeah.
So it's like the richest people are the only ones that can really do it in style,
They come out in the fucking decked up RVs.
Decked
out
RVs.
Shit.
They've made their floats. They've got all the best
like
drugs.
Joaquin Phoenix will be there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Where you're just like, all right. But you'll be in like a tricked out RV or something. By the way, speaking of Joaquin Phoenix, God damn it, that guy has 9 lives. Did you see the Joker trailer?
When you're good, you can do whatever you want.
Can you? I guess you can.
Apparently you can. You can fuck off the Academy. You can piss everybody off. You can be a crazy person.
Yeah.
You could be a dick.
Yeah.
You can not show up. You could fucking hate Hollywood. But if you are good.
Yeah. You can
live
forever.
It.
It's crazy.
I almost love like the other part of him that it's like.
I had no interest to see that fucking movie.
No.
after, what was it, Suicide Squad? Because we went to that. I think we walked out of that. We walked out of halfway through Suicide Squad.
I think because of Jared Leto's Joker, to be honest.
You were fucking pissed. And we're not even comic book people, but we wanted to see what the Joker was like.
Yeah, and his...
were like, this is too much.
Only because I heard how he was always in character and wouldn't talk to any that kind of bullshit. And if you're going to pull that Daniel Day-Lewis shit, you better be Daniel Day fucking Lewis, right? And he just was like, it looked like he just threw it together and was just, who was he doing?
I don't know. But he was supposed to do a spinoff movie, and then boom, the trailer for the Joker with Joaquin Phoenix drops and they canceled that movie.
I cancel anything ever again, Joker wise.
Man, that was a good trailer, and I'll be sucked into seeing that movie. And again, that's when you can get me, because I fucking hate superhero movies. If you can get me to go see a superhero movie, that's the real congratulations.
Good for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's the story of one guy, and it didn't look like there was a lot of weird CGI or crazy fight scenes or whatever. It really is. You know, goes back to back in the day when people people like hearing they like hearing the origin stories of all these superheroes, which people die hard, people that are into it, they like that shit, right?
There was a sweet troll in there for the Joker's name is Arthur Fleck.
Mm-hmm.
A Fleck for Ben Affleck, you know, who was playing Batman. And like everybody's trying to decode this online now of like, ooh, what does this mean?
Did they hate him?
Did they shoot the movie while he was still Batman and didn't know? Like, what was it? People are trying to figure that out right now. But he's not Batman anymore. But I can tell you this. Like, anybody who thinks they're shitting on Ben Affleck with that.
Or is it for Casey because of his sister, Joaquin's?
No.
Look, you want to go? You want to go?
That's a big call, but I don't know. I don't know.
Because he fucked over his sister.
Maybe. And maybe he hates Ben. Who fucking knows? But
I think he probably doesn't love that family, for sure.
I think when they shot the film, Affleck was still Batman, and I think it was a nod to that. That's my guess.
I'm sure that's the easier answer.
You have to shoot that. That shit is shot a long time in advance.
Yeah.
Like especially those superhero movies. I mean, that's big boy shit where it's like, hey, we're not just shooting this in 2 months and then putting it out like a Sandler movie, you know? That's some real big boy shit. Speaking of big boy shit, Tucker Carlson, Jabes.
What?
Beat all of CNN last week. The entire primetime network of CNN, he beat in his time slot all week long by 1 million viewers. What do you do if you're over at CNN? You see that? What do you say and do? That one show. And look, I don't give a fuck whether you watch Fox News or not. I don't give a shit if you watch CNN or not. But if you're in a, you know, space race like that for the best ratings and one guy beats your entire network.
Well, you just go, I mean, every Democrat should drop out. At this point,
I don't know. I guess.
Wait till, but right?
You know what's weird is when I sat down and looked at the ratings, Ross Patterson Revolution is more. We have more ratings than a CNN show.
Yeah,
like more listeners. I mean, they obviously count viewers and shit. But like, how are you staying on the air? I guess it's just
traditional
Trump story
media
just,
is fighting for their life.
Yes,
and they are not going down without a fight. And there is still a lot of people. That only think of traditional media as the only thing.
If Trump wasn't in there, I think CNN and them cave, like they don't have anything. I remember reading something on this from another, it was another CNN reporter who saw the same headlines with the mm-hmm. ratings.
Mm-hmm.
And he put out a tweet and he just said, oh, it was a slow news week. No, it wasn't actually. That was when the fucking Mueller report dropped.
It was huge.
The biggest victory lap since the election. That was a massive news story that you'd been working on, CNN in particular, for 2 years. And then he comes on and says, slow news week, you know? Nothing we can do about it.
Fuck you.
That's
nothing we can
crazy,
do. Sorry,
man.
Nothing really happened.
That's fucking crazy, though.
Mm-hmm.
A million, one man just beat an entire network. How close are they from collapsing?
I think once the older generation that just watches TV dies.
Maybe.
So there's still like a large portion and people, especially news, that only watch it on TV.
My grandparents were like that. Mm-hmm. They used to sit down and watch like Larry King and all that shit.
But still, like your parents, my parents, you know, my dad, a little bit.
My parents actually don't watch the news.
But they watch TV. Like that's the way that they consume their media.
Big Blue Bloods fans, my parents.
Right. So that generation, my dad recently has gotten into watching YouTube news-wise stuff.
Okay.
But not really. And so there's a whole, I mean, that's a couple years before that generation is gone.
Right.
And the people like our age, younger millennials, they don't watch TV at all. So
no.
And actual TV channels. So, you know, that's it. It's just cycling out, basically. I mean, you're stupid to not do traditional media because you're cutting out a whole viewership,
yeah.
right? A whole group of people. But
I find it interesting when you know, we travel so much, we go to these Airbnbs, and I, whenever somebody has cable, I'm shocked. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I watch the Today Show. Maybe you got to wait for me to die.
Yeah.
Right?
Today's show is different, I think.
I know. I almost like it for that traditional media feel. You know what I'm saying? They're not telling me anything I don't know already from Twitter, right?
Yeah.
But I like them as people, right? I like watching them.
Sure.
So, yeah, but is that the first place, you know, something happens, you turn on CNN? No, not for me.
No.
Because I know other avenues that are going to get me the real story quicker.
CBS is making a big push towards the apps. You know, they got that CBS All Access. It's $5. And I'm like, a friend of mine, Michael Raymond James, is on one of those shows. And I was like, man, what the fuck is that? And he was like, oh, man, that's where CBS is headed. And then, boom, the Jordan Peele Twilight Zone series dropped on there. And I was like, oh, fuck. I guess this is legit now. Yeah. So it seems like they're preparing. Where I feel like ABC and Fox is preparing. Because we used to watch Lethal Weapon on Fox on the app, but like
I feel like
CW, ABC, and NBC are kind of just still fringy, where it's like watching on my TV.
Well, who are they owned by?
Universal, NBC is, ABC is ESPN. So some of the events, you know, I watch a lot of the ESPN app.
Yeah.
Now that they got UFC too, that's the jam. That's the jam, son.
The Jeezy.
Yeah, speaking of which, whew.
What?
See that Conor Khabib fucking Twitter war last night was intense.
I don't know.
Man, Conor McGregor called his wife a towel head because she's Muslim and posted a picture of her wearing a towel at like, you know.
Wait, Conor McGregor called
Khabib's wife
a towel head.
Yeah, and then posted a picture of them together at their wedding with, like, you know, she
what
was
does Conor McGregor have? I mean,
cover up.
He's
and then
done, isn't he?
Here's the thing. Khabib then posted to Conor, once you shut the fuck up, rapist, you're nothing but a rapist, and posted some picture with some woman that was not his wife. And he had his hand up this chick's skirt. It got so bad last night that Dana White had to intervene and be like, hey guys, let's take this off of social media.
Again, Conor McGregor retired.
I don't think he wants to retire. He's not fucking.
Well, clearly
retiring.
Not if he's still fucking doing this bullshit.
Yeah. I don't think he wants to retire at all. I think he wants that big money from that Khabib rematch. And their
why
suspension's
retire?
Heading
just
to
confused.
An end. That's what I don't get either. Or is, you know, I don't think that was staged though. That was, that seemed a little too far to me where I was just like, whoa, you're crossing gang lines now.
Yeah, but Conor, I mean, he's always taking it there.
Not that far. I mean, that's, hey, you're getting into somebody's religion and wife and, like, you know, calling her a fucking towel head's a little.
Mm-hmm. Rapist is fine, but.
It's not, but I mean, look, he was just confused. Well, he was just not convicted, but arrested for it. Like there's allegations in Ireland.
He was arrested for it?
Yeah. So he's cooperating with the police right now over in Ireland, but I don't know what the real story is. Who knows? I have a hard time believing that Conor McGregor really needs that. You know?
Yeah.
I also had the same feeling about Tyson back in the day where it was just like, it's Mike Tyson.
Right. Know?
I don't know. I don't know what was what in that whole sitch. I'd love to get him on the show.
Tyson?
He's been out and about making, he's been doing shows.
He's been doing the rounds, yeah.
He did Rappaport. Mm-hmm. Michael Rappaport. It was weird as fuck, too.
He's just weird.
He gets high, man.
Yeah.
He gets too high now. He was on, I listened to him on Rogan as well. He gets fucking real high these days. He's got that cannabis company. And, you know, look, when I met him, he was really fucking high.
Really?
Yeah. Just shook my hand for like a really long time. And it was just sure. like.
Hey. He's just a puppet propped up at that point.
Kind of. But he's still Mike Tyson. Like there's a, it's strange with him. When you see him in person, he's still really big. Where you're like, God damn it. You could still knock my head clean off my body and there's nothing I could do about it.
Yeah.
There's an element where you're like, man, do you still work out? Or how are you staying in shape? Because he's still in decent shape where you're like, all right, fuck, man.
Right.
You could walk into a bar and just rip people's hearts out. But he's stoned all the time. So you're like,
I think he has to be or else he will. He'll bite people's ears.
Maybe I can get one punch in, you know?
Right.
Like he's so high where you're like, maybe I could squeeze in one punch.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw a fucking awesome picture of him. He did, because he's been doing like signings and stuff like that a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess he's been doing that for a while, but this kid dressed up like a little kid is little Mac, little, you know?
Okay.
Little Joe.
Uh-huh.
The fighter who fights, you know, Mike Tyson and Mike Tyson's punch out.
Right.
It's pretty rad.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So it was a pretty rad picture.
Sweet.
Yeah. That was my favorite game as a kid.
Okay.
That's why.
Yeah, no, that was good. I definitely.
That's why I say it.
I've played it. I don't know if I would. I'd step out for that show, by the way.
Which one?
The Mike Tyson. I'd step out for that one.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Talking to people super high and me worrying where their mind is.
Yeah.
As far as like, are they still with it? What are they talking about? Their weird tangents. I can't. It's my least favorite.
That takes you out of it, huh?
I just don't. I would just be thinking, you know, he is so weird. He goes on weird tangents. He gets really high. He, you know, doesn't really understand what the question was and stuff like this.
It's a lot of tears and then like maniacal laughter and like we're like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Mm-hmm.
Busey's so, like that. Or it's just
I'd
like
step out for sure, and let you two crazy kids have some fun.
I'd take it over. It's weird though how like you have heroes like that, and then you know they're signing boxing gloves for you for $100 or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so strange to me because they always seem like larger than life, and then all of a sudden. You know, boom, hey, they're right in front of your face and they're signing a glove for you like nothing happened.
In like a weird booth in Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt the same way. I read this thing about John Lennon's piano during the Sgt. Pepper era is up for auction right now where I'm like, how? How is that fucking, how can you own that? He wrote A Day in the Life on there, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, Good Morning, and being there for the benefit of Mr. Kite, and it's like, why does somebody have this to sell? That's shocking to me.
Yeah, where did they get it? Maybe Yoko? Did she sell a bunch of his stuff?
I don't see her doing shit like that.
I do.
It's weird.
I do. She's been in weird lawsuits with his kids for years.
Oh, she's over rights to the music
and
shit?
Yeah, she's a slime and stuff and the estate. Money, like she's a slimy little.
It says it's his favorite computer. I mean, piano. Sorry, everybody's doing shit on computers now. Every fucking artist I feel like is doing it on a computer now. It's an actual piano. And that's why I say computer, because like the last time we were in a studio, it's all plugged into a computer now, where you're just like, hey, plug a keyboard in. Hey, plug the piano into the computer. And you're like, what? And you can, you know, it comes out flawless. You don't have to sit in another room anymore where it's just like, and then play it perfectly. Then you did. But his last one sold. He wrote Imagine on another piano. And that sold for $1.7 million, but like George Michael bought it.
George Michael bought it, but who sold it? I think it was Yoko.
Maybe. Why would she? I don't.
Because she's in a contentious, she's been in a contentious fight with the kids over money
and
property for years.
The folks over at Gotta Have Rock and Roll are set to auction it off. I don't know how they got it. But that right there is just like, man, you could write the, you can make the best shit on the planet, the most famous shit of all time. And then all of a sudden it's just like, meh, I'll sell it. It's worthless.
Yeah.
That's so weird to me.
Who is it? Yeah. Who was it worthless to that they, you know what I mean? Again.
Yeah. Like, how is that piano just like,
We could probably get rid of Dad's piano that he wrote Imagine. What do you think? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you have anything? We're going to do a yard sale, maybe. Do you have anything you maybe want to? I've got some like old, like a, you know, baby, like a bassinet that I'm not using anymore. I have a globe, a bar globe I could put in there. I've got John Lennon's
piano he wrote Imagine. From Imagine, right? You want that or?
What do you think? What do you reckon? Throw it out there, see what we can get.
God, it gives me weird feelings about life. It really does.
Yeah, but you
like that all of this shit is so unimportant. I know we mentioned this a few episodes back, but it, like, even this, I was like, nobody sells that, right? And then boom, it's for sale. Like, usually the shit that's for sale these days is like weird shit, like Tupac's last car is his last car,
right? And you're like a
Hummer,
like,
where you're like,
how did somebody get that?
It's a Hummer. Like, I don't really give a shit about that. If it was OJ's Bronco, fine. They've been trying to sell that thing for years, and they don't have a buyer for it.
How much is it?
I think they're asking $500,000. So it's just been sitting in this guy's fucking...
That's not bad.
That's what I'm saying.
To get OJ's?
I know. And I wonder if it still has blood in it. That's my question.
I don't think so.
It would have to.
They didn't clean it.
The police don't clean it after that.
Who owns it and is selling it?
I've gotten 3 cars stolen in L.A., and you can go and, you know, whenever they find it, because they'll eventually find it. Mm-hmm. You can see what they picked apart or whatever the fuck happened in there. Police don't do shit to it. Like, once it's there, it's there. And you're like, all right, cool. One of them, I got stolen and they had robbed like 16 other places, including my house. And I had OnStar, and it's exactly like the commercial where it's just like, hello, it's me. My car is stolen.
Hello,
this is OnStar.
They're like,
sir,
me.
Remain calm.
Yeah.
Hi. You call the police.
You call the police. Hi, it's me. They're like, what?
2 minutes later, they called back and they were like,
we found it.
We have your vehicle and the police are on the scene. And I'm like, wow. Holy fucking shit. OnStar. OnStar for the goddamn win. And so they were like, look, the engine is still warm. The guy just got out. This is what the cops said. So they're like, we're going to stake this out for, you know, an hour or two. And they then didn't. Probably not. Mm-mm. They're probably just a lie. They
not
told
for
me.
One second. They were laughing like this.
Yeah. And then they were like, hey, we're going to take this back to the impound lot and then fingerprint it, you know, and get all the shit and whatever. Right.
They didn't do that either.
They did that, actually. So that fingerprint shit was everywhere all over the car where
they
I was just like, all right,
they
cool.
Just did it.
I probably just sprinkled it all over the car like
they
it was
stolen cars. I
gold
promise
bonds
you, in
at
LA,
a 4th of July party.
They do not give a shit.
Yeah, probably not. Anyways, when I got the car, it was, you know, dirty as shit, covered in that, and, you know, different fingerprints and all that stuff. And they were like, yeah, you know, we couldn't find the crook or whatever. And it was like, no, there was a ticket. This guy had gotten, and I think he left his wallet in the fucking passenger seat. And I was like, this this is the guy. Mm-hmm. They were like, look, man. Finally, they were just like, look, we're overworked. We don't have time for any of this shit. And I was like, all right.
Okay.
I'd rather hear that answer than nothing.
Thank you for your candor.
You know, the weirdest part about it was nothing was wrong with my car. So, like, I found a crack pipe in it, like two crack pipes.
And you were like, thank you.
Thank
Steal
you,
Steal it
sir.
Again, yeah. please. yeah. you get gifts, right?
No, but the weird thing was I took it to get it washed and that was it. So, like, wow. you know, then you start, you're just driving it like nothing happened. You're like, fuck, man. This is weird. I'd had that car like 2 weeks too in LA. It was a Tahoe, brand new Tahoe. Homeboy was just, they found it on a 3rd Street promenade. You know,
mm-hmm.
like nice.
Right.
Like maybe mm-hmm. he was going shopping or something.
Sure.
Or the beach. I don't know what he was doing.
Right.
Who knows? But that's the weirdest part about it, where it was just like, all right, we dust it and that's it. Go fucking get it cleaned. Yeah. We're all done with you. Oh, your theory came true, by the way, finally.
Which one? I have so many that are right. I have so many that are right.
The good one.
What? The theory?
The good one of not wanting anything to do with old people and being taken. Where you've always, you know, said, look, I never got Me Too'd.
Okay.
You never went through any of that. Like, am I not attractive enough or
uh-huh,
whatever?
Uh-huh.
This, your theory is correct, by the way.
That I'm not attractive enough.
No, not you.
Oh.
But just like people in general, like picking over who they want to pick over. There was an American that was kidnapped in Uganda on one of those safaris. Like,
yep.
You know, the one that you always take with the tourists and shit, like mm-hmm, a famous mm-hmm. one, you know?
Sure.
So these fucking, I don't know, they're saying Somalis, but it's just, I don't know that region well enough to be like, oh yeah, maybe they were, maybe they weren't. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, they ambushed the fucking Jeep.
Of these tourists, right?
They took a woman named, I'm going to say her name in case anybody knows her out there. Why not? We have a bunch of listeners in
right?
Africa.
You never know.
Kimberly Jeez. Sue Endicott. 35. And there was four gunmen that ambushed the vehicle. It says various illegal groups from Somali Islamist to Congolese-based rebels sometimes operate in Uganda. But the kidnapper's identity was unknown. If it was unknown, why would you speculate with this, by the way? And this is Reuters. This isn't like CNN or something. Mm-hmm. So, shocked by that. But they left an elderly couple at the scene and they were fine.
Yeah. What are they going to do with them? Are they trying to get money?
They took their watch. That was about it. But
no, but are they trying to get money for the girl?
Yeah, $500,000.
The old people aren't worth shit.
No.
Nobody's, yeah.
How weird is that?
That what?
Just old people are worthless.
Gosh. This is a rough one.
I know there's a lot you want to say here, Japes.
No, there isn't. Just nobody's going to be paying, you know, you're not going to pay top dollar. Right?
Yeah.
Gosh, I mean, and she was 35. The girl was 35. If she was 37,
no.
It'd be a no.
No,
probably
not.
Nobody's paying top dollar for a 37-year-old gal.
Yeah. I wonder if they looked at her ID and said,
they go, you're right on the cusp.
So we'll take you. It's going to be half a mil.
Maybe one dude will be into it.
Yeah.
Right? Likes older gals.
Oof.
No, I don't know. They're probably trying to get, you know,
they're trying
money
to get
from
ransom.
The family. She probably looked the, you know, most well off.
I guess, but they left the old couple.
Just fucking deuced them.
Yeah.
Bones.
Bones them out. And
later,
just,
guys.
Yeah.
And they're just like, by themselves. They probably died.
Bruce.
Yeah.
We'll catch you on the flip. Catch on the floppity, Gramps. We don't have time for your fucking shit.
I can't go off on the old people. I can't.
Could you see these soldiers just carrying them through the jungle? You know, just... Oh, God.
Dead weight.
Yeah. Just get hop on my back.
Uh-uh. No, thank
hop
you.
Hop on my back. Hop on my back.
No, thank you.
Hop on my back.
No, thank you.
Hop on my back. You know, where just you're carrying these two old white elderly people through the jungle. What a fucking nightmare that would be.
Make sure they have all their meds and their fucking
meds, SPF
insulin.
50. Yeah. Let's face it, you're in Africa. It's hot as fuck.
Oh.
You know that
they've got
SPF
100 SPF.
50 is running high.
They need to eat something every 20 minutes. A little something.
Maybe fucking sooner.
Nothing.
But when I read that article today, I was like, wow, Javes, it came true, you know?
No, and I do believe that they, you know, people find their victims based on, you know, whatever, what they think, you know, I haven't been roofied because they knew I would, it wouldn't affect me. I'm
yeah.
so strong, you know? Strong-willed. Had enough people around me. I don't know. All these things where you're like, listen, if you're a lady by yourself in Mexico in the wrong part of town, you know, then yeah, they'll yeah. single you out and go, you're dumb.
You're a dummy.
You're dumb.
You're a dum-dum.
You're a dum-dum.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll take you. Right? What's up, dum-dum?
Oh, fuck, man. It's crazy. It's crazy out there in the jungle, James.
It's crazy, you know.
I think you'd be stolen for what it's worth. I want that clear.
You think you'd be what? You think I'd be what?
I think you'd be taken.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah.
By the Somalis?
Yeah.
Blonde. Thank you so much.
Hot,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You look younger than 35.
Older.
You
An
look,
older
you look,
gal.
You look younger than 35, so
I just wouldn't show my ID.
No. They ask for it, and you're like no, no, no.
No, no, no,
no,
no. I'm so young.
I'm 32.
You must take me.
I'm 32.
Speaking of old people, Kathy Lee.
She's gone.
I just need to say she's leaving. She was leaving today.
I thought about giving her the revolutionary figure of the day, but I think we did it already for her. She was.
I think we have.
On the way out, yeah.
We have. She's a pro.
Man. Going through that footage today that they popped up was crazy.
It's crazy.
I didn't realize how long she was on TV, and I didn't realize that she was a legitimate singer either.
Yeah, she's a legitimate singer, and she sings a lot, but it's kind of, she even said it. She was like, a lot of the albums I have boxes and boxes of.
Sure.
At my house. You know,
sure, yeah.
My mom owns a lot of them,
yeah.
But they didn't all. Right?
They didn't all sell.
They didn't all sell, yeah. But she likes to do it, and she's fucking rich, so why not? And
you can just do shit like
you
that.
You
can
just
rich.
Do whatever. You rent people.
Yeah. Fucking fire off, you know, a Christmas album or whatever you want.
Oh my gosh, if you're rich, you can. Yeah.
Because all those Christmas
music
albums
videos,
are. Yeah.
Like,
it's public domain, so it's free.
Yeah.
Where you're like, ah, all right, great. I'll sing Silent Night for people.
Exactly.
Fuck it.
Exactly. But
she's been around for a while. I remember her for the scandal, though, obviously, with her husband.
I mean, yeah.
It's weird. He's been dead for a while.
He's been dead for a while. Being married that many years, you know, something's gonna happen.
Well, right? He was a professional football player, the Monday Night Football announcer. You know, I think he was a stewardess with huge cans. I remember she ended up in Playboy. Like, that's...
And, like, that's going to happen, right?
Not to me, but yes, it's going to happen.
You don't
others.
Know. How old was he?
He was
older when that happened.
He was. He was in his 60s, I think.
Yeah. So if you're in your 60s, a young gal with big cans comes up to you.
Biden.
You know?
Joe Biden.
I think we would be able to get through it at that point.
Yeah. I think you can Joe Biden. You can give a hair sniff.
Depending on how much money you had. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and just because marriage is the most important thing, I think you can get through it.
Yeah, exactly.
Depending on how much money you have.
Yeah.
The husband. But what she
was able to do with her career was pretty astounding. Again, you're dating back 40 years on television, something like that.
But today she goes off, right? So she just is this pro, and she goes off on these tangents. They're still coherent. She's not to the point where they're like all out there, but
yeah.
She did go someplace today that I needed. She was like speaking to me, and she was saying that, you know, she mostly just wants to thank her parents who aren't here anymore, but they didn't have a lot growing up, but they were always really grateful and really always tried to have a fun time with them no matter what. So they like three jobs. The mom had two jobs. They were just working so much and never let the kids see that that was a bad thing. They just sort of were so grateful for whatever it was that they had, whether it's each other, a little bit of food, house, you know. And I think I just needed to hear that today. Like it was, she was speaking to me that these really small, these simple things, there is so much, it's so noble, right? It's so heroic to me being in, you know, being a parent, having to deal with stresses of business and everything. It's so much harder to just have fun and be grateful.
Yeah.
That's the hard thing. That's the more heroic. That's what your kids remember. That's what Kathy Lee on her last day is being like, the thing that has stuck with me the most is that my parents never were, you know, stressed and striving for the next thing and greedy about something. They really were just happy with all of us together, whether it's in a shack and you're working three jobs or, you know, I think later in life, she probably was able to help them a little bit.
Right.
I don't know. I needed to hear that today.
Look at you.
She was speaking to me that like, you know, I don't know. It's just so much easier to get stressed and to be thinking about the next big thing or
we get caught up in this shit all the time where it's just like, you know, none of this, as you're going through it, it doesn't really seem like it's a big deal or, you know, you don't really take time for yourself or, you know, you're worried about what your kids think about you and all that stuff of like, hey, am I spending enough time with them? And
well, in your pursuit, the problem is like in your pursuit to try and make a better life for your family, you aren't spending the time with them, you know? And I think that's, you know, when you're, like I said, building a business, trying to, you know, get out content, do this stuff, travel, whatever, in your pursuit to try and make a better life for your family, in the end, they will only remember how much time you spent with them, how, you know, how you made things fun, how you were happy with them, how you taught them to be grateful. Those are the things they remember. They don't remember how you, you know, it's not going to be something that they talk about that you, you know, worked super hard and got, you know, and were gone all the time and got, you know, I don't know.
I know. I understand what you're saying.
Do you know what I mean? For sure. I'm not trying to make either one. I don't want us to feel bad, but it is, it's a reminder to just stop the pursuit sometimes because they grow up so fast.
Right.
Things change so quickly that, you know, remembering to.
Yeah, like our child turned 5 today.
Turned 5, dude.
I know. Took him to preschool today and they all cheered him like a champion. And it was like, man, 5 years old flew.
5.
Flew by.
And everybody always
tells
five,
you that. Everybody always tells you that. And you're always like, dude, eh, fuck off.
This fucking shit is taking forever.
I know.
But it doesn't.
No. It's wild, isn't it? Damn, Jabes. That'll bring us to the revolutionary figure of the day. Sometimes we just keep talking. We just keep rambling.
Listen.
Revolutionary figure of the day. This one's a weird one today. This is an actual revolutionary figure.
Oh.
Yeah. We're throwing this way back to the Revolutionary War. Yeah. So there was a war hero, Casimir Pulaski. I know you're a big fan.
Love his earlier work.
It's the father of the American cavalry who led the charge against the British forces. They're now saying was biologically female. I don't know if this is true or not. Yeah.
Wait, so say it again. Sorry.
This Casimir Pulaski, who, again, is considered the father of the American cavalry, who led the charge against the British forces. they're saying is now biologically female.
So was dressing up as a
they're saying they made this, and this is Georgia Southern. So look, they do good work over there. They claim the DNA testing shows that the skeletal remains was a biological female, and that he had an intersex condition known as congenital adrenal hyperplasia.
Intersex, yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
You're both. You have both.
Creepy.
They don't say hermaphrodite anymore.
Why not?
It's offensive to the intersex community.
Shut the fuck up. Mm-mm. I didn't even know there was an intersex community. Intersex, so I don't understand. What do you have, like,
so what
born
happens,
with a vagina?
Yes, you have both, and your parents.
And a dick?
Yeah.
Where's the dick at?
You have a vagina and a dick.
Where, like on top of each other?
Like one, and then there's like a hole under. It's
whoa.
Basically.
That's kind of
Or you
a,
have ovaries
kind of
and
awesome.
A dick. It's kind of crazy. So the parents, when they're babies, have to make the decision. And most of the time they cut the dick off, right? They're like, well, you know, instead of, so a couple, I watched this documentary and a couple of them kept the penis. We're like, okay, I guess like I don't want to cut anything off like my kid,
right?
But the ones that were like most pissed at their parents were the moms that were like, okay, I guess cut that off and keep it female. But they look, now they're older, they feel very male, but they have a vagina. And they don't have the penis anymore. But they're both. Like, they look feminine, but they're very male. They're both.
That's crazy.
And by community, there's a
couple. Grow a beard? Can you grow a beard with that?
It doesn't look, maybe one of them. At certain point, you start taking the hormones, right? Of right. whatever you feel. And especially at this point, you can. But I think the one that stuck out to me was the guy was pissed that his mom made that decision as a baby.
Man, I think
And they know more now to not, and wait till you're older to see like what you're more.
If I had both, that'd be pretty rad. That would be pretty rad, I think.
Yeah, why not?
I'd take both. Why not?
I'm sure there's complications with that when you get older, but.
You know, but you could still be a man and be like, all right, cool. Nobody's going to know I have a little pussy down there. You know? Like, nobody's going to know that. It's dark, you know?
Gosh, you really have a way of just simplifying really complex issues. Look, I could be a dude. Nobody's going to know I have a little pussy down there.
Nobody's going to know.
And I think that's, you summed it up, and I think that's it. And that's really...
I think that's what I'd like to do.
It all boils down. I don't know what they're all fucking complaining
Me
about,
neither.
Basically.
I think you leave them with both and give them the option. And then, you know,
yes, and
later on in life.
What they now know, yeah.
Then later on in life, you'd be like, hey, which one do you want? Which one feels better to you?
Sew up the pussy, right?
Yeah, sew up that pussy. I want that dick. Oh, you sew up my pussy. Because, you know, at that point, you're probably, what, 18 years old, 19? Voice is a little deeper.
Sure.
Just walk into the doc. Hey, doc. What's getting so of that pussy? This dick wants to ride.
Right.
This dick wants to hunt.
Yeah.
You know?
So uncomfortable right now.
Hey, doc. I got a favor to ask you. I want you to sew up that pussy.
Well, it's not going to be a favor. I mean, you're going to pay him, but yeah.
Because this dick wants to hunt.
I love you have a doctor that you can just ask favors of like that.
Yeah.
Surgery favors.
Yeah, this beagle.
Quick favor.
This beagle wants to sniff, you know?
Right. When are we done with this show is the only thing
we're
I'm
We're done now,
thinking. James. All right.
This was fun. We're back. We're back in Wilmington. We're back home. It's nice.
Oh, my
gosh.
We've
been on
the 70s?
Road for a long time.
Oof. We left the pollen and the shit behind.
We did.
And then we come back right as it's getting to be
Boom.
70s, not so much.
It's Azalea Fest down here this weekend too.
Gosh, I hope there's enough. The weather's been so weird. The azaleas don't even know when to bloom.
It's Azalea Fest. They always do this weird like country musician and then rapper.
Ice Cube.
Yeah. So it's back to back. So like And for those of you who haven't been to downtown Wilmington, North Carolina, it's great. It's a great town.
Totally great. Like,
they shot Dawson's Creek here in One Tree Hill. It's gorgeous. I love Wilmington. Anybody military out there has probably rolled through here and partied.
I'm sure.
It's fucking awesome. But when they have this Azalea Fest, they try to make it for everyone. And they throw a Friday night concert and a Saturday night concert. Usually Friday night is country, mm-hmm. and then Saturday is rap. Mm-hmm. Friday night is Hank Williams Jr.
Okay.
Which I'm fucking down.
Yeah.
Right? But Saturday night is Ice Cube. And it's like, man, you want to talk about two polar opposites.
What was it last time? It was like Snoop Dogg and someone?
Yeah, we saw Snoop. We saw Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
It was shitty. It was a shitty show.
He was doing karaoke.
Yeah, anybody with a backing track like that, mm-hmm. I just can't get down on.
It was fun to see Martha Stewart's best friend, though. And
you believe they're still doing a fucking show together on VH1? Oof, you want to talk about selling the fuck out. Snoop has no problem with it.
He's had no problem for a long time.
I know, but he'll go on social media and call people out and be like, dude, you're not part of the culture and the community. It's like, hey, man, you're doing a VH1 cooking show with Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
And you have been for years at this point.
So don't talk about being fucking true to this.
Yeah, exactly. And he's got the Stevie Wonder hair where he's just...
You know, always hanging on for dear life.
It's,
yeah,
it's bald three quarters of the head back.
But long and braided.
Braided. And you're like, hey, man, just shave the rest of that shit off. Like, Stevie can't see it. So maybe Stevie doesn't know. Well, I mean, Stevie can see shapes.
He can see shapes and colors and probably at this point fully see.
Yeah.
Because he's rich.
He is rich. So I think he can see. So he know, both of them know better. Just shave that shit at this point, you know? But yeah, I'm not going to Ice Cube. I have no desire to go to.
No, I'm not going to Ice Cube. Or at this point, Garden Party or anything.
And not that I love Ice Cube. It's weird. I love both, like Hank Williams Jr. and Ice Cube. But
yeah,
I just don't want to, like, at this point of Ice Cube's career, I don't want to see Ice Cube. He's too rich to care. Where I'm like, yeah. What do you care about? But I heard he's got new music out, so maybe that's why he's doing it.
I for sure don't want to hear Ice Cube's new music.
Well, I mean, look. What
I just
is he?
Don't. I'm saying for myself. He's got to be in his 50s, right? Myself. And my only problem with it.
Dr. Dre is 50.
They only sell barefoot wine there. I'm not doing it.
No, can't do barefoot.
I'm not doing it.
Why is
I've
that?
I've done it for years. I'm not doing it anymore.
Why is that?
Because it's cheap as fuck, dude.
Man, but everybody, that's the worst hangover of all time.
You get a hangover as you're drinking it.
He's going to be 50 years old this year. Ice Cube is going to be 50. So.
Well, cool.
I have no desire to see a 50-year-old Ice Cube.
No.
The only rapper at 50 I care about is Jay-Z.
True.
Jay-Z still puts on a fucking hell of a show. I don't know how old he is.
Beyonce's husband?
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. That's terrible. Yeah, he's 50. He's going to be 50 this year, too. Jay-Z's going to be 50 years old this year. But I saw him maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. He's great. So, shit. Jay-Z, I'd pay for. I wouldn't go pay for Ice Cube at 50.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's going to be a lot of back and track and, you know.
To me, I would feel uncomfortable with all the Southern moms that are going to be super into it.
There's going to be a lot of white Southern moms there, yeah.
Uh-huh. So I guess that just makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, same.
Because I feel bad for him looking out at the crowd. You know what I'm saying?
He doesn't know what Azalea Fest is. That is
no,
white,
he does not know what he signed up Southern for, and none of them ever do.
Late 40s
moms.
Who
was the last time? Nelly. I think he canceled, though.
Oh, yeah. I think he did. I think he saw the moms and was just like,
Something happened, and he goes.
He tore his Band-Aid off and just ran off stage.
Yep. So it's a moment that I don't wish. Again, it's the same reason.
On any artist. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same reason I don't go up to Yellow Wolf and tell him I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Because for him, I don't want him to have that feeling.
Exactly. Of like, hey, you're.
Of like, oh, shit.
My moms love me. Yeah.
I'm over.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Either way, we'll go to Hank tomorrow night.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I'm down for Hank. I haven't seen him in years, man. I probably haven't seen him in 15 years, probably. 20? Fuck, probably 20.
I've never seen him, so be fun.
Yeah. He's great.
And that would be fun. It would be on brand, everybody. You know, that would feel good.
Yeah, because he's old as fuck. So like,
and he's been performing to Southern Moms forever.
He'd be amped about it. I'm sure he's fired up for tomorrow night.
Yeah, I don't wish that for Ice Cube, and so I don't want to be there for that. Because he's better than that. He doesn't need that.
Well, look, if you're in downtown Wilmington tonight, because this show airs on Friday, come on out to Hank. We'll have a drink with you.
Come see us at the Hank Williams Jr.
Williams Jr. Come see us downtown. We'll go and see Hank.
And we'll go out with just you singing a couple bars of one of his songs. Okay?
Boy. You know it's Monday Night Football for me. Like, he's still the dude.
What is it?
All my rowdy friends are coming over tonight. Like, if I don't hear him doing Monday Night Football, I can't get into the game. Like,
sure.
I need to hear that. Yeah. And like, you know, there was a period of time when they brought in like Carrie Underwood and some other people to do covers of it. And I was like, get the fuck off
get
my lawn.
Get out of here, you shit.
Yeah,
you little
shit neck.
What am I? You little shit. It's not a very aggressive. You get out of here, you little shit.
Little shit. Like you take your shit out of here.
It's a mom telling you to get out of here, you little shit.
Come see us at Hank tomorrow night down in Wilmington. We'll have some beers and some barefoot and call it a fucking night. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. the Jables. This is The Revolution. Subscribe on YouTube. We're making a big push into video this year. Subscribe to the show on YouTube. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.